Welcome. Today, we are addressing a highly strategic topic within the European energy transition, safety in hydrogen plants, and specifically, the role of rupture disks in overpressure protection. Why does hydrogen present such unique safety challenges?
Hydrogen is one of the most intensively invested energy carriers, but its physical and chemical properties make it one of the most demanding fluids to handle safely. High operating pressures, an extremely small molecule, and a flammability range far wider than most industrial gases mean that every component must be selected against highly rigorous criteria. Rupture disks are among the most critical passive safety devices in this context, responding instantaneously to protect equipment from structural failure. Before diving into the underlying physics, let's look at the key takeaways. Hydrogen service requires rupture disks manufactured from materials resistant to hydrogen embrittlement. Austenitic stainless steels, like 316L, and aluminum are generally preferred over high-strength ferritic or martensitic steels. Hermetic sealing before activation is essential. The hydrogen molecule is the smallest that exists and will permeate through any discontinuity, making leakage a concrete risk even before opening. Key applications include electrolyzers, high-pressure storage vessels, hydrogen refueling stations, production plants, and high-pressure distribution systems.
Let's explore those physical characteristics. What specific mechanisms make hydrogen so punishing on components and materials?
Working with hydrogen is completely different from working with nitrogen, compressed air, or even natural gas. The first factor is molecular size. With a diameter of approximately 0.289 nanometers, the tiny hydrogen molecule can diffuse into the crystal lattice of metals, gradually altering their mechanical properties. The second factor is extreme pressure. The latest generation of PEM electrolyzers and mobility storage tanks can reach configurations from 350 to over 700 bar. This requires very tight activation tolerances. The third factor is flammability. Hydrogen burns across a concentration range in air of 4% to 75% by volume. Because even a microleak carries a high ignition probability, hermetically sealed devices are a non-negotiable requirement.
You mentioned hydrogen embrittlement as an invisible risk. How does it occur, and how does it dictate material selection for rupture disks?
Hydrogen embrittlement is an insidiously invisible threat. It occurs when hydrogen atoms diffuse into the metal lattice and accumulate at microstructural defects or high stress zones, reducing ductility and initiating cracks. High-strength ferritic and martensitic steels with a body-centered cubic crystal structure allow rapid hydrogen diffusion and are highly susceptible. Conversely, austenitic stainless steels, like 316L, have a face-centered cubic structure that traps hydrogen atoms effectively, slowing diffusion. Aluminum alloys are substantially immune, making them an attractive choice, while titanium must be used with extreme care. For rupture disks, selecting a susceptible material could cause the activation pressure to drift, or worse, lead to a premature, uncontrolled failure.
Beyond proper metallurgy, what are the primary technical requirements for a rupture disk to operate safely in hydrogen service?
Beyond choosing austenitic stainless steel or aluminum, hermetic sealing before activation is paramount. Because hydrogen leaks can accumulate in confined spaces to form explosive mixtures, disks for hydrogen service are frequently supplied as pre-assembled sealed units with specialized gaskets or membranes. Additionally, activation tolerance and long-term stability must be experimentally verified. Qualified manufacturers document these tests and provide certificates stating the guaranteed activation tolerance, ensuring the burst pressure remains stable over time despite continuous contact with high-pressure hydrogen.
Where exactly are these devices deployed within hydrogen systems, from production to distribution?
In both PEM and alkaline electrolyzers, rupture disks protect cells and gas collectors from abnormal pressure spikes caused by internal faults or system blockages. In high-pressure storage vessels, they act as a last resort protection layer, often placed upstream of a safety valve to protect the valve from hydrogen permeation. In hydrogen refueling stations and distribution networks, they manage rapid pressure transients on compressors and heat exchangers. Finally, in large-scale production plants like natural gas reforming, they protect reactors and separators, frequently combined with explosion venting panels for comprehensive overpressure management in ATEX-classified zones.
To wrap everything up, why are standard, off-the-shelf catalog disks rarely enough for hydrogen plants?
Hydrogen operating conditions constantly push the boundaries of standard specifications, and evolving safety regulations require rigorous certifications and traceability. Customization is essential. It encompasses not just the burst pressure and diameter, but material selection based on specific service temperatures, optimized rupture geometry for full opening, specialized sealing types, and compatible holders. Donadon SDD designs and manufactures fully custom rupture disks for hydrogen plants, complete with integratable rupture indicators for immediate activation monitoring, ensuring safety systems are perfectly aligned with the plant's operational goals.
Thank you. Moving away from standard components toward custom, data-driven engineering is clearly what makes hydrogen infrastructure truly secure.